Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. You're listening to SBS Radio in the Macedonian language, and my name is Margarita Vasileva. The following interview with local Melbourne artist Sally Velivska gives us a brief snapshot of how some people chose to keep engaged and entertained during the recent lockdowns right around Australia. Velivska says some of her clients turned to custom art, portrait paintings that place them in a variety of historical and fantasy-driven themes. There's even a strong focus on oil paintings of the much-loved family pet, which Velivska recreates tenderly through photographs provided by their doting owners. The recurring and heavily restricting COVID lockdowns, which have played their part in limiting movement and curtailing human interaction, has prompted a new way of looking at art for Velivska's clients, who she says have needed to find ways of interacting with family by sending each other artistic gifts in place of a much-needed hug.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Sally Slavica Velivska, it's been at least a couple of years since we introduced you to our audiences on SBS. Thank you once again for speaking with SBS Macedonian. Much has changed since we last spoke. Tell us how you, as an artist, have been coping with the way COVID has changed everyone's normality.
Yes, I've been okay with the restrictions. I'm lucky it's one of the few industries that hasn't had that much of an impact. As I work from home studio, I'm still able to paint and do my work, and customers, clients just email me their photo reference of what they want done, portrait of themselves or their pets or landscape. So I've been lucky in that regard.
So how much contact would you have had previously with your clients or customers, and how has that changed?
In the past, or in my figure painting, we obviously had a model present with some of the portrait paintings. I would have the person sitting and do a live portrait like that. Obviously limited with going to exhibitions and things like that. But like I said, if anything, I'm busier this way. People have more time on their hands and they're sending me through via emails, and the customer's becoming more creative. They're thinking outside the square, as it were, and they're coming up with funny or themed portraits.
Tell us a bit more about that.
I've had clients do different themes, like prince and princess theme, where the costume is done and just their portraits are of them, or the gown could be a reference, photo reference from another era. I've had a large painting about mateship. They wanted to give a portrait of a group of mates, and it was set in the 1700s, for example. Everything was set up in a barn, a cafe, and it was their portraits that came to life, and they loved that. The recipient loved the portrait. So it's been lots of fun.
So it's really like a period setting. Now, does the client actually set up that period setting, or do you have to do that as the artist?
I generally do that. Find reference, or if they want to include their pet, their dog, their cat, and they can't get the pet to sit in the position for the painting, as it were, they can give me different references and I can incorporate that working off a different photo.
So when you say they have to give you the references, do they have to give you various angle shots of their pets or, you know, seating positions?
That would help. The better the references, the better for me. But sometimes they're limited or they're not great photographers, and I make do with what I have. But generally, obviously, the better the reference, the better the result of the painting.
So you've mentioned one such setting where you've got mates who want to be in a period setting. Mm-hmm. What other situations have people requested? Anything a little bit more daring?
There was a Napoleon, a painting of Napoleon on the horse. I had photo reference of a painting, and then I just drew the whole picture, but of the client's face as Napoleon. So he really enjoyed that. That was a little bit wild as well. So good fun. Just trying to come up with different ways to surprise loved ones, give them gifts. I can't season in lockdown restrictions. So they've given it some thoughts about sending across maybe a portrait of themselves or favourite pet. So people are becoming creative and my work's become more popular in lockdown. I'm busier than ever. So you've got to look at the bright side of some, you know, restrictions.
That's right, yes. Well, your subject matter is quite broad, as are your mediums. I think you were mainly focused on last time on portraits, children and animals. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about the subject matter that you're dealing with at the moment.
Yeah. I find children's portraits to be very popular. Their parents want to do that. You know, children are so cute, so of course. And then the same goes with portraits of pets. People love their pets and they're just wonderful and very responsive. So I understand people loving their pets. They want to keep that, as well as of the whole family as well. We've got people that want to cherish at a certain age what the family looked like. So it varies. And then I've got some landscapes as well as abstract art, semi-abstract, abstract for their homes, for part of interior designing and decorating. Individual or customised abstract painting. People move into their new home or they want to renovate and they've got a colour scheme or theme that they want or something to suit their home. And I do abstract painting as well for them. I have a discussion with the client what they're after, colours or a theme. It might be flowers, it might be clouds or landscape. And I do that in colours that they want and envisage. And we discuss that with the client and produce paintings that are abstract as well.
Tailored to your clientele, that's right.
A lot of my work is customised art. There is the fine art that I've done of figure painting that's online, but if it's custom art, it's like with the portrait, it's specific to their needs, and I've expanded that with abstract art as well.
What's so special to you about portraiture?
I love the idea or hoping to capture the essence of the sitter, of the portrait, in their eyes, in how the facial expressions, hand expression. I try to capture that and show it through the painting.
And what's your favourite subject matter and why?
I would have to say portraits, just for that reason, and it just delights people in receiving it. I've had the opportunity to capture people via that they receive it, and their face lights up when they see a portrait of their loved one, and that response is amazing, or they'll video cross the response of the recipient. So it would have to be portraits. I do find it challenging and rewarding. I just love, and pet portraits as well, I must say.
And do you have pets of your own?
I've got a dog and a cat.
Well, what's your preferred medium, Sally?
It's a toss between acrylics and oil painting and watercolours. Well, it does depend on the subject matter. I find acrylic allows me to work a lot quicker and it dries quicker, whilst oils takes longer to dry, but sometimes it allows you more time to do tones for faces and pet portraits.
So if a client asks for an oil painting, how long do they have to wait before they can actually take it home, considering its drying period?
It depends on the size and what the subject matter is, whether I put a lot of paint on. If it's just less of coating, it's touch dry within a few weeks, but it would take months to properly dry, and I tell them that. But just for transport, they would have to wait a few weeks. But it would take me a few weeks to do a large composition anyway, whilst a watercolour is dry within hours. Mm.
Now, with the lockdown restrictions and all the frustrations that, you know, it gives rise to, has that given you some kind of an inspiration for having your own exhibition?
Down the track. I am working more in lockdown. I've got more hours to myself, so I have been putting artwork together, and hopefully that is a goal of mine. I don't know time-wise, but I would love to have an exhibition, yes.
And what about entering the Archibald?
love to. I just need to sit down with a sitter. The Archibald has some rules that it has to be connection with the sitter rather than from a photo. So, but I'm looking forward to that. That would be something challenging. I would love to do so.
So you've looked at that, have you? So you've got your sights set on the Archibald.
Oh, yes. Just to enter, see how we go.
Yes. And what would you be preparing for the Archibald? What would you want to paint?
I would look for...
Do you have someone in mind?
Not at this stage. It's open. But someone just within the community and that takes my interest, that has an interest in faith or an interest in lifestyle. So still up in the air.
That's wonderful. Well, we wish you all the best, Sally.
Thank you so much
for communicating with us again how you're going through these testing times.
Thank you again.
Стиснете, ми се допаѓа, споделете, коментирајте. Следете ја SPS на Македонски на Facebook.